as is probably evident from that, I was always very influenced by surrealism, but not. In fact, by this stage, French surrealism, except perhaps André Breton, but a little-known group of English writers, the English surrealists, David Gascoigne, and particularly a poet called Hugh Sykes Davis, whom I knew a little. And a reading I went to that had a really profound effect on me was in 1977 in Cambridge. It was called the Old Duffers Reading, and it was a reading by three very old men, basically. One was the poet and critic William Empson, another was David Gascoigne, and the third was Hugh Sykes Davis. Empson was kind of interesting because he spent more time talking about his poems than he did reading the poems. I guess a critic poet. David Gascoigne has always read looking as if he was about to kind of collapse, literally. His wife, a trained nurse, would sit on the front row, looking like a sort of human, waiting to catch him if he fell. The wonderful reader. And lastly, Hugh Sykes Davis, who'd come out of retirement to start writing poetry again at an elderly age, having really only written before in the 1930s. And he ended that reading by improvising surrealist sea shanties while playing an accordion. This had a marked effect on me. But the reason he'd come out of retirement was because he felt, as a number of us felt, looking at the way things were going towards the end of the 1970s, that they were actually getting very like the 1930s. I think it's forgotten now just how somber and dark and violent a place London in particular could be at that time. I remember going around trying to see stickers on the tube, as you do now, and the National Front used to put stickers, and we would try and peel them off. But learned not to in 1977, because if you tried to peel the National Front sticker off, then there was a razor blade underneath. You cut yourself. And it was like that, that there was a danger at that time, danger that's become obscured to view by the fact that Margaret Thatcher got into power shortly afterwards in 1979. And Margaret Thatcher, dreadful as she was not as dreadful as some of the stuff that was brewing in England at that time. So what I'm doing now is going back to that time, when I wrote a short book called Double Exposure, 1978. And the double exposure of the title partly refers to that feeling that the decades were now superimposing themselves in a horrible kind of way. I don't know what I feel about the poetry at this distance, but it registers a certain moment.